This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is Mental Health Week this week, and joining me is Olympic swimmer Libby Trickett. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Duncan. How are you?
I'm feeling really good, and I'm really passionate about not saying former Olympian, because I feel like once you're an Olympian, you're always an Olympian, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it's one of those things that I think Olympians, you know, we are really proud that we got to represent our country. So, but, you know, I'll take former Olympian. It feels like a lifetime ago, so it feels like a former life in some ways.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is for Mental Health Week, I'm stunned by these statistics. One in five people experience mental illness every year, and they estimate that only about 45% of people go and see a counsellor to get this problem addressed. Now,
yes.
I think particularly about professional athletes, because you yourself have been at the top of your game, peak of your game. You've now transitioned into a different phase of life where you're a mum, you're out of the spotlight, and we see kind of spikes in mental illnesses amongst athletes. I'm sure this must have impacted your life in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely experienced not only depression, but certainly postnatal depression in the first year after my daughter was born. And it's really confronting. I think it's, I mean, if you hear those statistics, like you said, one in five Australians will suffer from either depression or anxiety this year. You know, that's just in 2017. You know, they're exceptional statistics, and just goes to show how prevalent I think mental illness can be. So everybody is touched on it, but in some way, if you're not experiencing it, you will know someone who has been touched by mental illness. But I think what is really exciting for me, and, you know, having the ability to share my story and my experiences, is that you can connect with people and resonate with people. And I think in our society, we're really starting to open up those conversations and talk about mental illness and mental health, and, you know, as though it's, you know, like we go to a doctor to get a physical injury fixed, or if, you know, we have a physical illness, we go to the doctor. People are much more willing to talk about mental health and mental illness as well.
I certainly know in my life that things like depression and anxiety rear their ugly heads at weird times in life. And and you mentioned, like, childbirth. It should be one of the most spectacular moments.
It's magical.
Total moment of celebration. Everyone around you is feeling fantastic. But there you are in the moment where you just can't get your head out of that kind of fog of depression. And you're like, I don't feel the way everyone else around me feels.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have put it better. I felt really guilty because, you know, there are so many people in this world who aren't able to have children, and all of those things that you start to feel guilty, like, why aren't I so joyful and so happy? And, you know, there's lots of different reasons for why sort of postnatal depression sort of rears its ugly head. You know, there's lots of hormonal and chemical reasons. But for me, primarily, it was the sleep deprivation. So my daughter woke every 45 minutes overnight for 5 months. And I don't think anything can kind of prepare you for that amount of sleep deprivation. But, yeah, everybody's experiences are different. But I saw an awesome kind of chart. It's like a spectrum. And it just goes to show that, you know, it's not like you have mental illness and or you don't. We're all on this spectrum where mostly we all feel pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we get, you know, then there's this sort of middle section where we might get a little bit stressed, which is, you know, stress can be a good thing. It can be a really positive thing in our lives. It makes us get things done and sort of puts that adrenaline through our body. But then there's the other end of the spectrum, which is the really sort of acute feeling of being down or really overwhelmed with stress, or, you know, our life situation is being very difficult. You're facing a lot of challenges. And when we're at that sort of red end of the spectrum for too long, that's when mental illness can kind of rear its ugly head.
Yeah, and I'm guessing probably like for you, when you hit that end of the spectrum, because you've taken the steps to talk to a professional about things like this, you start to see the flagposts in your own life, and then you can implement kind of an action plan, which is certainly what I have for anxiety in my own life, is I implement the action plan, and if that's not being addressed, I feel confident, especially with where society is at right now, to then go in and seek professional advice to help me navigate that season of life.
That's exactly right. Again, I couldn't have put it better, because I, from my experiences, I think every time you sort of learn to manage those situations better, you know, so if I'm starting to get really stressed and really overwhelmed, or, you know, starting to feel down for a number of days or a couple of weeks in a row, I start to go through my mental health checklist, which I go through, which is, you know, am I getting enough exercise? Am I getting enough sleep? You know, am I eating well? You know, am I able to meditate or whatever it might be? And if those things aren't the case, then I try and put those into place. And if those things still aren't impacting my well-being and how I'm feeling, then I go straight to either the doctor. I know when I was having a really difficult time with my daughter, I went to see the doctor. He gave me a mental health plan, which allowed me to go and see my psychologist, and, you know, gives you a discount on those psychology sessions, which is so invaluable at those really acute moments of sadness and depression.
Yeah, absolutely. Libby, listen, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.